And we're learning this wonderful country's Yesodus Bavadis Hashem, the Midah of Yesod. We're on page Samach. Probably the greatest problem with confronting this whole sugya of Yosef HaTzadik, of Kedushas HaBris, is that it's not learned in a Yesodistic way. It's the Midah of Yesod, and it's not learned in a way that's Yesodi. That's what we're talking about. So look inside the right-hand column on page Samach. L'moshel b'dugma shehevenu le'el. The Mechaber here is explaining how you could have an individual who's filled with the or of chachma, bina, das, and he has a strong rutzen to accomplish something great. He wants to. He's giving you an example of building some sort of a yeshiva, a maaser, whatever it is. It's the same thing with building a family, building a business. It's all the same. He has this rutzen. Thank you, Jishkoi. He has a strong rutzen to do this. He's smart. He's planning it out, and he engages in his planning to develop this yeshiva, chesed and gvura and teferis and netzach and so on. All of the spheres and all of the midas are involved. The problem is that hu adam mifuzar. Mifuzar. There's an expression in English that's not such a nice expression to say that a person is scatterbrained. But if you take the word brain, that's already like it sounds very insulting to say such a thing. But scattered, a person who's scattered. It could be the brightest person, the finest person, the best plans and ideas and so on. Mifuzar. Mifuzar. Lo yisodi. Mifuzar. That's what we're talking about. The marshal. B'dug m'shevein le'el. Let's go. Hu yidaber harbe shetzarach lasas yeshiva. So this person will speak a great deal about how the time has come to build this yeshiva, to have this yeshiva. There's a tremendous need for it and so on. U'kol g'masha koshul is a gam yosha haminagdim. So he loves this idea. Chesed and Gvur, he's able to overcome all the obstacles in the community and with finances. He's able to overcome Gvur, to overcome all the things that are in the way, and so on. Bispor betoch niusos, and he's very excited and proud. Teferis, all of the midas are working. The problem is that all of these midas of intellectual midas, Chabad, and Chesed Gvur Teferes, and so on, they're not in miskashrim yachad. They're not joining to work with each other. Lo yila klum mikol zeh. We all know people that are like this. Nothing comes of it. Lo yila klum mikol zeh. And you could find somebody that's much less talented, whose light when it comes to Chesed Gvur and so on, or Chabad, Chesed Gvur is less than somebody else, but he puts up the yeshiva. He gets things up and going. The business, he's matzliach with his family. He's a person who has hatzlacha in life. And what's usually missing, not always, but what usually is missing is this Indian, this midah of Yisod. Lo rak shelo ye, he says, lo rak shelo ye lo makabo, lo yegi le midas malchus. Not only that it's not going to end up being completed, which is malchus, now here, this person has karkas to be mashpia, and he wanted a place to develop this place and to have talmidim that he could have hashpah, that he could help, that he could influence. It's not going to work. And even though he's doing many things that are part of the world of malchus, in other words, he has a number of shiurim that he's giving. The yeshiva is open, and he has shiurim that he's giving. But what happens with this type of a person? He gives a shiur in one place,
He gives a shiur in another place.
Yokum hayom irgun kazeh. And then suddenly, while he's working on developing this little yeshiva, he gets involved in some other organization, some other irgun. Doesn't mean the irgun. It means he gets involved in some organization. L'morchvas chevra acheres. And then the next day, some other chevra he gets involved with. I will call him mufuzar. Everything is mufuzar, scattered. Then he's not going to build Torah in that community. He came to this town, some town, and he wanted to build there a malchus of Yiddishkeit. It's not going to work. Hamakom lo yehafrich lios makom Torah. It's not going to become a makom Torah. That town where he came is not going to become a makom Torah. Kevin shetalmidim hagunim k'moshe tzarich lios lo yulo, because the kind of talmidim that you need to build a place, he's not going to have those kind of talmidim. He's not developing his kashas with anybody here and there, but he's moving from one thing to the other. It's not going to happen. V'chein kol binyan, b'chol inyan, and whatever it is that you're trying to build in life, parents, a family, a business. It's not going to work without midas hayisod, without the foundation. When there's a strong hiskashus, with all of the midas being working one with the other. Since what he's doing is not thought out properly. He jumps onto something. He's very smart. He jumps onto something, but it doesn't follow the tahalich, the healthy, normal mahalach of chachma, bina, and das. It's not following a mahalach. So what he's going to do is without yesod. And it's absolutely certain that he's going to do things also that he should not have been doing. Doesn't mean anything terrible, but things that should not have taken place. And so on. He's going to do things that he shouldn't have done. Not do things he needs to do, and do things he shouldn't do. Because it was not with the midah of Yesod binding together all of the midahs. It says by Yaakov Avinu in the strange parasha of by Lavan's house with the different sheep, that Yaakov Avinu had this whole program with the sheep. It's deep, deep, deep in Yonim and Kabbalah with this, what he was doing. It's a lot in the Zohar Kodesh and Kisvei Ari. But it says in the pasuk, "V'ha'yu ha'atufim l'Lavan, v'akshurim li'Yakov." The deal was that the animals that were called atufim. It ended up the atufim means, it's translated different ways, but it means weak or feeble. L'Lavan. They ended up being the sheep of Lavan. V'akshurim li'Yaakov. And those that were kshurim is sturdy. There the word kshurim, kesher, which means something is tied together. Kshurim, the animals, what does it mean? The animals, it means that they were kshurim. So the Mefarshim explained it means sturdy, strong animals. It ended up through this whole thing that Yaakov pulled off, that the atufim, the weak and feeble animals, ended up by Lavan, and the strong, sturdy animals, the kshurim, ended up by Yaakov Avinu. So the Sforim explained a very deep thing. Lavan, of course, is the sitracha. Lavan is the side of tumah, the side of impurity. The Yaakov is the side of kedusha. Yaakov is kedusha. The world of Yaakov is called hakshurim liyaakov. Hakshurim is a rak liyakov. Dovashu kosher. In the world of Kedusha, Dova Shehu Kosher. Strong means bound together with his hiskashus. Kshur Mizliyakov, meaning Hu Bonui Hetev Mitchila Va'ad Saif. Hu Bonui Hetev Mitchila Va'ad Saif. I had an interesting call from a very chashuv administrator about the maisa that in a school someplace. That there's a particular family that's putting pressure on the administrator to move this boy up to another grade. And I'm always nervous about kids getting skipped. It's not a lechatchila. So they want to move him to, the parents are putting a lot of pressure. So the principal called to ask him, what do I think about this? I said, what makes this kid, why should he skip? What's the Indian? So he said, he's so smart that he's not. He said, no, he's bright, but he hasn't found himself socially. I said, how many kids are in the class? He said, around 45 are in the couple of classes. And they try both classes, and he doesn't have friends in the classes. So I said, he's not going to have friends in the other class either. Whenever I get this kind of a call about somebody that there's a kid that doesn't have friends, and there are 50 kids, and you don't have a friend, it means there's a problem, and it's not with the 50 kids. It could be a problem with 10 of them, 20, but not with 50. If you don't have a friend, it means there's an Indian. There's something going on. There's something wrong. And the solution is not to skip. The parents said, no, he's very smart, and he should skip to another. If not, they're going to pull him out and put him into a different yeshiva, and so on. So I said, so put him into a different, tell them to take him to a different yeshiva. If he does not, skipping is not a lechatchila. There's a certain seder. It's a simon also of something that's mifuzah, that's not mekusha. Sometimes there is such an inyan to skip. Generally, skipping spells trouble. Usually it spells trouble. There's the avoda in this world is an avoda of Yaakov, and when it comes to Yaakov, it's akshurim liyaakov, to follow a certain seder. You should be with kids who are your age. You should develop in a normal mahalach. In a regular, normal way. Sometimes you have a kid that it's not shaykh, but otherwise it's not a good idea to start moving things around like that. It's a simon of something that's lo misudar. It's not yis. It's missing the inyan of yisod. It's missing the inyan of yisod. And then, you know, of course, the principal's telling me that the parents are very strong and they're making threats and so on. So it's already, so I said, in that case, do yourself a big favor and just, there's another yeshiva, kids should go to another yeshiva and Shalom HaYisrael, but not to give in to any kinds of threats and so on, you know. It's the wealthy people and they're going to take out their money and I said, oh God. Weiter. What? Of course it's part of the problem for the kid. Why doesn't the kid have any friends? But it could be the parents don't have any friends either. It's hard to make friends like that. Akshurim liyakov. And the valo yisodi. Zalo yisodi. Dove shukashu boni hate mit chileva adsaif. Boni hate mit chileva adsaif. Sometimes I have in the tzibra, because everybody's just tzaddikim, they want the shul, and they want everything that's best for the shul. Sometimes, you know, there'll be something that'll be jump on a certain thing, or be the, and, you know, so I'm not wiser, but I'm a little bit older. And there'll be a young guy that's going to do this, going to do that, you know. And I say, you know what? I don't tell you what to do in your business. Don't tell me what to do in my business. it's a different Indian right now. It's not the time for that. Yeah, but it's gewaldic. Maybe you're right, but I don't agree with it. You know. And it could be I'm wrong. I'm not saying that I'm wrong a lot. Probably more than I'm right, I'm wrong. But there comes, over time, there comes a certain yesaydi yesdeke chush that a person has, that even though something is good and it's exciting, it's not davka for right now. Lachshav. Doesn't necessarily. Remember, I'll give you an example. Over the years, there was different people were pressuring, we should have a tish every Friday night. And they said, no, I'm having tish, I want to be with my wife and children. And I want the fathers to be with their wives and their children. I'm not making a tish here Friday night. This is not a chassidus. I'm not making a tish. So why? But the Rupshitz had, and this one had not. The Rupshitz had. I'm not having a tish over here Friday night. Every now and then we could have something. It's okay, but I'm not having a tish. In the early years, there was tremendous pressure to make it like a whole thing like that. I said, I don't want to have, because why? Well, I believe that the avodah now is to be with your wife and your kids. That's what I believe. Could be I'm wrong. I think there's a big problem with, and I don't think that the men should be running around to tishin on Friday night. That's what I think. This is like, how can I say that and be a real chassid? So I'm not a real chassid. I never claimed to be. I went to YU. I'm not a real chassid. I grew up in Queens. I'm not a chassid. So okay, so you wear for a hat makes you into chassid. So I'm not a real chassid. So I think that the father should be with their kids, and even if they're going to sleep, it doesn't mean you have to go to tishin at 10 o'clock at night. You should be home Friday night. Every now and then you have something. It's nice. And those who grew up in that culture, and they have, I call it kavod. You grew up until the tzara, and that's the world that your wife is from, and they're used to that, and that the husband goes to a tish every Friday night. Because I'm tired. But that's not what we're talking about over here in Woodmere. And I'm not doing it. I don't care how much you say this is for the sake of God and for the Baal Shem Tov and all that. I don't care. I don't care with all the excitement over God and the Baal Shem Tov. It doesn't mean anything to me. Because I don't agree with it. I don't believe it's true. Zelo Yisodi. It's not Yisod. It's nish normal. It's not normal. I don't like things that are not normal. I know I'm accused very often of being not normal myself. I don't like things that are not normal. In Kiddush also, I don't like things that are not normal. That are not Yisodi. I don't like that. I don't like that. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Has to be Bonui Heitev Mitchila Va'atzayv. That something needs to be built. Mitchila Va'atzayv with Seichel, with Seder, with thought and working it out. Mitchila Va'atzayv. That's the world of Yaakov Avinu. That's the Kshurim Liyakov. Avalovin, Tzada Hisnagdas. Lovin is the other side. Lovin is the Sitrachra. Hurak Beshitchis Milamala. Lovin, the world of the Sitrachra looks at everything from the surface. What looks good on the surface. That's why it's ha'atufim l'lovin. Atufim is an interesting word. It's translated as weak or feeble. I found another place where it's translated as late bearing ones. It's talking about the ones that had that gave birth later. But it literally means the weaker ones. So why are they called atufim? What is the word atuf? Literally mean? What is the word in Hebrew? What does it mean, atuf? What? I can't hear you. Wrapped. When something is covered, like a matafa. Matafa. Means something is, les atef, bitzitzis. Atifa. Means when something is wrapped. So, why is it atufim lalava? Because love on the world of the Sitra Achra is concerned only with the wrapping. With the atifa. With how it looks, how it strikes you. Just the atifa. Hatufim, kumadvarm shatufim, bachutz, batifa yafa. Like something has a nice wrapping. It looks nice. It has a nice wrapping. Avol bifnim, ein klum. Ein klum. Like, you know those $100 mountains of candy for Shalchmanis? And you take off like one chocolate. And then you see just like paper. You know what I'm talking about. And then, but the guy person paid like $100 and you get this mountain of chocolate. And you think, wow, this is like till Pesach. I'm going to be fressing on chocolate till Pesach. All the Eniklach, I'm going to invite them over to have a big chocolate party. And you take off one thing and it's paper. It's atuf from the love. It's the world of the Sitra Achra. There are people that are like that. That they're atuf. They're atuf. Aber bifnim ein klum. Bifnim ein klum. Shum davar. V'la bonui ba'ofen yesodi. So you have this magid shir, Zetam Chacham, a genius. He says a good shir. He comes to a town without Torah, and he wants to develop Yiddishkeit in this town. O klum. A shir here, there's that. He starts this thing, he starts that thing. O klum. Many of the biggest geniuses in learning, they ended up having 3-4 people that they would learn with, like a chavrusa or a few people. It's also a great thing, but you would think that because I don't want to start naming some famous big Talmid Chacham, so it wouldn't be nice, but big Talmid Chacham here in America, no clue. They were not able to develop, to change anything. They lived in places for 40, 50, 60 years, nothing. Nothing came of those places. And it's hard to understand. You've got tremendous Talmud Chacham. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. Shum Dover. And you have other people that a person goes someplace, he's not a big Talmud Chacham, aval hu ish yisodi, to get things done, built a whole malchus of Yiddishkeit in that town. A tremendous malchus. The first person of Talmud Chacham has on levels of Chabad, and it also could be Chesed Gvurot, he has tremendous koiches, but nothing came of it. Nothing came of it. Nothing in terms of building the Yiddishkeit in that place, nothing came of it. The other person is Mesudar and Yisodi. That's the world that's called Ha'atufim L'Lavan. The wrapping is the world of Lavan. Hakshurim is L'Yakov. Hakshurim is L'Yakov. Pgam B'midas Ha'Yisod. So when we get back to our subject, which we hadn't left, but just a simple pshat in the way people use the word Pgam Ha'Bris, L'Olayim. Someone is Pagim in the Bris, Ekdushas Ha'Bris of the body. Pgam B'midas Ha'Yisod Eino Maschil in Nisyonos Rechoviyim. Mechab is saying that pagam, where a person gets, God forbid, lost in that inyan, that kilkel of pagam abris, it doesn't begin on the street with the nisyonis, with chevra, bad friends, internet. It doesn't get started over there. That's not where it starts. Ein amaschil in nisyonis v'choviyim. Sheyesh l'bachrim v'avreichim. That bachrim have, even married guys have. Ela harbe harbe lifneza. Harbe harbe lifneza. These problems of pagam habris begin long before the time the kid first saw the first video he shouldn't have seen. Long before some other kid said, you know, I have something interesting to tell you. Long before that. Long before the kid saw some girl that he was attracted to and started feeling something physically. Long before that, Pagam Habris started. It doesn't begin over there. Harbe, harbe lifneze. V'koach ha'ashpo b'midoisov, sh'ha ha'gdom l'zehi, hiskashvus ha'mitis ba'oz v'satsumos l'midos ahave yir and so on. That there's, he skipped. Somehow he skipped. He didn't get. He wasn't left back. He skipped a grade. He's skipping certain midas. There's a certain development that's not, that hasn't followed a healthy seder, a healthy tahlich, which the world is now, the Western world is overcome by this, because what they're doing with the movies, the videos, what they're doing now, even with Stam, I don't know what the shows are, but even kids who are watching sports, which was always just a harmless thing. What they're doing now is they're exposing little children to nisyonos, to things in that they're not ready for maturity-wise. They're not ready to handle. They're seeing certain things, and even if somebody's watching sports, they'll have a halftime, or they'll have commercials. So you'll have an 8-year-old boy, and he's being shown certain things that he shouldn't be seeing at all, and he shouldn't even have a shaychus to until he's 18, 19, 20, whatever. And the whole world is fakoifed in this inyan of skipping children. Children are not anymore developing as children. They're skipped. They're being skipped intellectually, emotionally, sexually, they're being skipped. And that's from the time that they're very young, the issue of Pagam, Habris, has already It's already in motion. It's already there. It's already there. It's just a matter of time till it unfolds, and God forbid, into full blown kilkulim with all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But it's already there. It's already there. A child needs to grow in a healthier tone as an adult to develop intellectually. I was talking about this yesterday afternoon, how a child grows physically, emotionally, intellectually, and then through that to develop rich sightness of what I want in life. But now you're talking, we're living at a time where you have some 10-year-old kid that he wants things that used to be that only a 20-year-old would want. And a 10-year-old wants these things. He's 10 years old. And he wants this. He's 10 years old. You have parents where you have a 13-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, or a 15-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl. They want to get married. They're talking about getting married or something. They're skipping. It's not going in that seder, and so therefore what's happening is there are ritzoinis and kisufim. There are longings for things that a child shouldn't be longing for. So you get a typical kid nowadays, an American kid. I'm not talking about a yeshiva. A typical kid, he's 13 years old, and he already has such desires that. He was skipped. He's not in that place intellectually, emotionally. He's not there. You and I all know you could have a couple, whatever. He's a 20-year-old, and she's a 19-year-old, and they want to get married. They want to get married. You weren't even bar mitzvah. He was bar mitzvah. She had a bas mitzvah. But emotionally, they're not there. They're just not there. They were skipped. They're just skipped. And they're not ready for that. They're not ready. That's why, to me, this whole Indian, I know that there's tremendous pressure in certain circles that the boys should get married earlier, right? They should get married younger because of the so-called Shidduch crisis. There is a Shidduch crisis, but not for the reasons that they're talking about. There are other reasons that there is a Shidduch crisis. And it's not such a crisis like they make it to be, but there are other reasons, a Shidduch crisis, but not what they're talking about. This whole big push that the boys should get married younger. And in certain cases, that's true. But in many of the cases, the boys are not ready. The boys are just not ready. Maturity-wise, they're not ready. And you see, this is going to be trouble. This is not good. They're not mature enough. They're right that there's a problem between, there's an age gap between the girls and the guys. And they're right. Mathematically, it's true. Statistically, it's true. Because the amount of guys that are coming out from yeshiva and their ages, and then the girls, the amount of girls that are coming out, statistically, that chevra is right. Mathematically, it's true. There's a problem. There is a gap. And therefore, mathematically, it's true that we need to, that the guys should marry younger. That's true. To bring it closer. The only problem is that Reuven and Sarah is not a math problem. It's human beings, and because they're human beings, so Sarah, she's already a mature young lady. She was already mature when she was 16, 17. Reuven, the yeshiva bacher, who's you want to get him married when he's 20. His maturity is someplace between 11 and 12. That's what's going on. And then you put them together, and tell them, okay, he's already 20 years old. He should get married because we want to bring. Mathematics shows, according to statistics, this is the only way we can help the girls. They're right. Mathematically, that's the only way we can help the girls. But Lamaisa, in terms of maturity, case by case, everyone is different. Case by case, this guy's not ready to get married. First, tell him to take some things in the kitchen when his mother made a Shabbos. Tell him to get off his chair. Tell him to get up and be on 10 minutes early for a minyan. Tell him to help his family by making a couple of dollars when he has a chance. And you take this guy and you throw him into a marriage because statistically it's going to help. He's a baby. This is a generalization. Of course, there are many exceptions to this, but the girls are ready. More often because of this, because of what's really the cause for the Shidduch crisis, which we're not going to talk about right now, the girls are usually more seasoned and more mature. Stam girls are bechlal, more like that. And the guy is not. And then you're telling the boys they should get married earlier. They should get married earlier, and it's on-the-job training. On-the-job training. Yeah, it's a problem. They're right. We need to do something. It's a terrible situation. But the cure is not taking some immature guy and putting him under the chuppah with some mature girl. That's not the cure. There are ways to deal with this, but it would have to be. You know, they talk now about systemic racism. I don't worry about that. That's not my worry. I'm worrying about systemic stuff, but it's not racism. There's something wrong with the system. Deeply, deeply, deeply flawed in the system. And it's not a matter of taking a 20-year-old and marrying him off. That's not the Indian. The question is, why is it that he's 20 years old, 21 years old, and he's such a baby? How did that happen? Why are our boys... Again, it's a generalization. Of course it's not. Any of your sons? Mine? But it's a generalization, but... Why is it that 20-year-old, why did it happen? How has it come to be? Because they're right. Historically, there's no reason why a 20-year-old guy shouldn't be able to raise a family. They're right. And historically, that's true. That we have elder Zaydis and Babis. That's true. But don't tell me you're going to take some 20-year-old from these days and compare it to some 20-year-old from 150 years ago. And the greatest tragedy that this Bacher went through in his life is that his team lost the World Series. That's not how it was 150 years ago. So there's a problem. The problem is, why is this 21-year-old guy 10 years old? That's the problem. If you would be right to get him married earlier if he was really 21. If he's really 21, he should be under the chuppah. The Mishnah says, Shmonas l'chuppah, Shmonas l'chuppah. And he should be 18 years old under the chuppah. But the 18-year-old now is not 18 years old. So why doesn't anybody talk about that? That's what I'm wondering about, a systemic problem. Why are they talking about the Shidduch crisis, the real Shidduch crisis? Why are 18-year-old boys 9 and 20-year-olds are 10? Why aren't 20-year-old guys 20 years old? Why aren't they ready to take care of a wife and kids? To take responsibility for their lives. Why aren't they ready? We had a simcha in the family, we had a bris, and it was a shul in Brooklyn, and there were women that were coming early because it was a bris, and the women were coming from further away, so they needed to sit at the daven. And there's a shtiebel, there's no place for women to go sit, so they need to sit in Ezra's Nasha. Now the mechitza was moved over, and there are two bachim that are putting on their tefillin in the women's section. You know, this bothers me. So putting them in the meantime, my wife and her sisters, they needed a place to sit. So my wife went there, and the women tried to give a little bit of a hint that we would like to go to the women's section. And they just stood there, the guys. They were just out. So my wife and the other women are standing there, and these guys are wrapping their tefillin, atufim. They're putting on their tefillin, and they're davening has already started, of course. They got their light, and they're putting on the tefillin. They're standing over there, putting on tefillin. They're wrapped up, and the women are just standing, and the women are so nice and so gentle. So I was right over there, and I walk over, and I look at them. I couldn't talk anymore. It was already Baruch Hashem, you understand? So I go like this. I go, oh. And the guy looks at me and goes, I go, and there are 7 women standing like this. And he goes like this. He goes, "This is our mokum. This is our mokum." I said, "This is mokum. This is mokum. He's got a mokum." So what are you going to do? This guy's supposed to get married in a year from now. According to the statistics, he's got to get married, this guy. There are 7 nekevas standing right over there, 5 feet from him, waiting to sit down. And he has this makom kavua, you understand? In the Ezra's Moshe, he has a makom kavua. and this is a chasana. We're going to make a chasana for these guys. What's going to be a chasana? What? Yeah, no, they left. They left. You know, they made a face, and they picked up, it was hard because they had to lift up their tool. And, you know, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work to have to put the boxes back on, you know, and they had to pick it up. And it was hard because you have to fold it a little bit. The boxes shouldn't fall off. It was a lot of work. And they were making faces because it was hard. It was a big effort, and they had to move a few feet to the other side. So this is the Shidduch crisis. They were skipped grades. They were skipped. So they find themselves 20 years old, 21 years old. I don't know if those guys are there. They look like they're probably around that age. You find yourself at a certain age, but you're not really 20. You're not really 21. It's all Pgam Habris. It's the whole sugi of Pgam Habris. The same Indian. The lo yisodi. There are certain midas that these guys should have. They're not bad boys. I'm sure they're the nicest boys in the world. They're not bad boys. They're great boys. There's certain midas that should be at a certain time in life. Achrayus. A certain sense of responsibility. A certain politeness. A certain maturity. That it goes in order. That's what it means to grow. That's what it means to mature. Something is wrong, but it's not the statistics. And to say that maybe we're doing something wrong, that maybe the system is doing something wrong, the way that we're teaching these boys and the way that we're raising these boys, there are no articles, no one's going to talk about it. If you talk about it, you're against the, you know, you're against the system. You're a racist. There's something so deeply wrong. So deeply wrong.
It's a system of taking. It's a system of taking and not giving.
Entitlement. If I ever sat in a chair and there was an old man that walked into the shul and I was there for an extra 1 second, my father would give me a look, and everybody in the shul would give you a look. And now you could see a bacha could sit like this. No? And there'd be old people standing. You go to a chasna, you could have, besides the guys that stand against the wall, last week's conversation, the guys against the wall, but you could have that there are no seats at all, there'll be older people, not have them yet. Or somebody walking with carrying something. Did you ever, Ernie, do you ever in your life see that an old person, when we were growing up, an old person should carry something and a young person shouldn't go and take the bags? It's just their heritage. You don't have to be a yid for that. It's just a certain derecheres that a person has in this world. When you grow up in a way of chesed, gvur teferes, there are things that you do. It's part of growing up. It's a healthy upbringing. I could sit and people could be carrying and schlepping and doing, you could have young people, they'll be schmoozing, they'll be talking. They wouldn't move a table. All the older people in shul are the ones that are moving the tables. Again, it's a generalization. There are always exceptions. But the generalization is pretty accurate. The can sit around and talk. The old guys will do it. The old guys will take care of it. They're going to take care of the shul. They're going to take care of everything. And then you take that bacha and you put him under the chuppah. And he has the same feeling of entitlement when it comes to his wife. Which I was joking about yesterday in the drasha about the three words that in marriage, right? Okay. That the women said, "Can I help?" And the guys said, "What?
Yes, you can."
Yes, you can. Those are the three words of the guys. Yes, you can. So, are we going to talk about? Is anybody going to talk about systemically what's wrong in the system? What's wrong in the system that the boys are being mass produced in such a way? Again, generalization. But there's a problem, and then you want to put them under the chuppah. This guy's not ready to get married. Get married. He never thought about anybody else in his life except himself or a couple of his chevra. Never to think about somebody else. Doesn't see that there's somebody else. That's why I always say, you get the boys that worked in Camp Simcha or Camp Pesach. Get those boys. Those are the all-stars. They're not the only ones. Again, there are thousands of fantastic boys all over the place. And I'm not saying Chalila, to be might say Shema on on Jewish. But the boys that went to Hask, the boys that went to Simcha, these places, where they had to take care of other people, had to take care of Lo Aleinu Chevra that needed help, those boys, talk to them. I got to meet over the years many, many, many of this Chevra. You talk to them. Balei Achrayis, empathy, mature. Helpful, doing, giving. Some people think there's a steer between that type of a person and someone that's good at learning a Blat Gemara. Why? Chafetz Chaim is a very fine person. This is a problem in the Midah Yesod. This begins long before he looks at the first video, the bad video, long before that. Those kumtzim, it's also coming to him, you understand? He's not used to saying no. He wants something, he gets it. See, he wants to see this thing on the video, so he'll get it. That's all. He wants it, he'll get it. And if his parents don't let him see it on his phone, because they put on filters, he'll find it some other phone. Because I want that. And kumtzimir. It's coming to me. It's kumtzimir. What's coming to you? You're 15 years old, nothing is coming to you. If this was a few years ago, you'd be working 10 hours a day, that's what you'd be doing. Nothing is coming to you. You'd be helping your family. Nothing is coming to you. But when you see a kid that grew up in a family where there were special children, it's hard. Where there are special children, where there are different inyanim, it doesn't have to just be in Camp Hask or in Simcha, there are special children, there are different inyanim, or there's a father that Lo'olenu is not able to work, something is wrong, he's not healthy. Those are the kids that are ready to go. Those boys are ready for the chuppah when they're 21. They're ready for the chuppah. Not the entitled ones, the ones who helped and who dealt with the inyanim, because they went through chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach, hay. There's the hiskashus of the midas. Those are the ones you want to be husbands, to be fathers, not the bachur in the ladies section. I'm sure Mishnah will settle down, they'll marry nice, everything should be good. But that's not the Seder. That's just not the Seder. It begins long before. Rabbi says, "Lemidas ahav yir le'asof es amidas lekashvin elibo nafsho v'nishmoso b'kesher amitz bal yinateik lelichyos bofen mefuzar." Not to live in a way that's mefuzar. Achas heina, v'achas heina. Zuhi midas yisod. This is the midah of yisod, and this is the malacha that begins long before anything started, with movies and with girls. Now, how do you do that? What does it mean? How do you build the yisod for the binyan? To build the yisod for the binyan. All of the shmuz and all the shirim about this sugya of building yisod and for parents to be honest about their children and to know what their children need. This is not only about boys. Of course, they have other yisod also with girls, but it's going to be more of a nisayon when it comes to the boys. There's no question. It's a big nisayon when it comes to the boys. All right, it's already 11:15. We'll continue with the next parak next week.